News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, and have another arrest of unusual circumstances to talk about today.
You know, I love it whenever we can show that people have been arrested because other people have called in something that they thought looked suspicious. It just always proves my point that we can't do this job without the help of our citizens, and this is an exact example. Yesterday, about 3 o'clock, we received a call from somebody who had said that they had seen a couple of people, a male and female, near the mailboxes and the 1400 block of Holloman. The caller told our dispatchers that he thought that they were possibly trying to steal mail. He told dispatch that they were carrying a blue bag. And, of course, dispatchers sent officers to the area immediately, but before they arrived on scene, the caller told them that the pair had gotten into a vehicle and left the scene. The great thing is that he was able to give our dispatch a vehicle description and the direction of travel. When officers arrived in the area, they were able to locate a vehicle that matched that description. They made contact with the occupants, and they were also able to see a blue bag in the back seat of the car, along with a stack of mail. The officer could also see that some of the mail was addressed to various residences located in the 1400 block of Holloman, which is where the call originally came from. The driver of the vehicle was Justin Long, and the passenger was Ashley Carter. Mr. Long was found to be driving with a suspended license, and so initially he was placed under arrest for that. We made contact again with the original caller. We had him come to the scene, and he was able to identify those two as being the two people that he had seen in his mailboxes. Carter told officers that they had taken some mail that did not belong to him. And officers, of course, were then searching the car because an arrest had been made, and they found a woman's handbag in the vehicle. And this handbag contained multiple items that did not belong to either Long or Carter. Inside of the bag, they found numerous driver's licenses. They found numerous credit cards, money orders, checks, credit card bills, and a health insurance card. And they were able to find that these belonged to victims in Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County. So right now under arrest, we have Justin Long. He's been charged with driving with an invalid driver's license with prior convictions and possession of identifying information. And we've got Ashley Carter also charged with possession of identifying information. And we're not done. We're still investigating. We're still doing follow-up, as in the case of almost every case when we make an arrest. And people think that it's done whenever we make an arrest, but we usually have a lot of work still to do. And in this case, we're also working with an investigator from the United States Postal Service.
So how does one who suspects that their mail has been taken reclaim that?
If you are thinking that you did have something, if you know that something was coming and you have found that it's missing, you could contact the police department. I'm sure that investigators going through and attempting to make contact with people that they found their mail, but it's, you know, there was quite a bit of it, and so the process is not going to be immediate. You know, they've got to go through and try to locate phone numbers, but you could always contact the police department if you believe that you may have been the victim, you may have had some of your mail stolen.
If it turns out that part of what is now in police custody belongs to somebody who comes in to claim it, is it going to be held for evidence for a while? How does that work out?
It probably depends on the circumstances, and that's something that would be better answered by the investigator.
Limited to these two suspects?
At this time, like I said, the case is still under investigation, and so we're still at just the very, very beginning stages of this investigation, and so we will see what comes about.
And then going back full circle to your opening point, please be observant, because you never know who it's going to help.
Exactly. Be observant and call it in. this guy did a great job. Not only did he call it in, but he was able to give us the vehicle description and the direction of travel. And so when the officers got to the area, they were able to locate the vehicle based on the description he provided. So he did an excellent job in helping us locate this.
Another case of scoring one for the good guys.
It's nice, isn't it?
Good way to go into the weekend.
I think so.
For sure. Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.